You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross, joined in the studio now by Kate Lochte, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, cupcakes, with Nina McMullen, whose Miss McLovett's Cupcake Shop is in Princeton. Good morning, and thank you for being on Sounds Good.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Nina, I was attracted to your story because you are a very small business.
That I am.
describe the square footage of your wonderful store.
Well, it was originally, it's attached to the Princeton Art Guild, which the Princeton Art Guild was built in 1817. It's the oldest building in Princeton, and it was a dry goods store. And my building was built in 1840, I believe, and it was a storage for the dry goods store. And then through the years, there were different things that occupied it, some restaurants and things like that. But from 1949 to 1990, it was a little restaurant called the Tiny Cafe. And people have wonderful memories about the Tiny Cafe. She had plate lunches and hamburgers and things like that. So, but it from 1990 until I occupied it, different things went in and out of there, just like only temporary things. So it really wasn't occupied until I moved in.
How wide is it and how deep is it?
It is only 8 feet wide, and it's about 30 feet long, and that includes a bathroom and a little storage area. So my workspace is actually like 8 feet by 22 feet.
Now, this week, you're doing wedding cake, lemon poppy seed, German chocolate, and pink lemonade cupcakes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I rotate every week. I do 5 different flavors. That way, you know, it's a small town, so I have to just keep it simple, and that's so that I feel is the best way to do it.
And you're only open part of the week?
I am. I'm just open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I didn't want to be open every day because I have a passion for baking, and I just didn't want it to get overwhelming and be there every day. So my husband one day was like, well, you don't have to be open every day. And I thought, you know, I don't have to be open every day. So I thought, well, 3 days a week I would be great for me, for my schedule. And it has worked out wonderfully.
Who is Mrs. McLovett?
Well, my son and I were trying to think of a whimsical name. And so we thought, we kind of wanted a little English name, and so we thought of Mrs. Lovett. And then we came home and we said, oh, that's like the perfect name, Mrs. Lovett. But then my last name is McMullen, so my husband was like, well, why don't you put a MC in front of it and make it McLovett, for, you know, it's kind of a little twist. So that's how it came about. It's strictly a made-up name, and it doesn't have any meaning.
Somehow I've built this little picture in my mind of Mrs. McLovett, you know. So you did well.
Sorry to disappoint.
Now, the reason I called you, besides the fact that I was fascinated with your being a very small business, is that it's May Day, and the idea of cupcakes and cupcake wars loomed in front of me as a fun thing to think about. Have you ever thought about doing cupcake wars, or have you already done them and we've missed you?
No, I never have, which I love the show myself, but I am the only one that does the baking here. I can't even imagine the pressure and the stress of doing cupcake wars. So I don't see myself ever doing that. I think normally people who do that, you know, have somebody else, you know, with them that is working together. I mean, I have my family, my husband. I couldn't do it without him, but he's my dishwasher, and, you know, he keeps me organized and that kind of thing. But the actual baking is just me. So I just can't even imagine trying to do that.
But According to Stacy Mincer's article in the Times Leader last year, you've been open basically almost a year and a half now. You were telling Stacy about thinking about cupcakes for guys that would attract guys, and you were talking about the maple bacon cupcake. That's kind of a cupcake wars kind of thing. Tell about that.
It's probably one of my most favorite. The cupcake itself is made with pure maple syrup, and then the frosting is a chocolate ganache, and it's just whipped, so it's not like a normal frosting. And then I use Newsom's Old Mill Store bacon. She's world-renowned for her bacon, and once you've had her bacon, it's like, I can't eat any other bacon now. But and she, her shop is really just across the street from where my shop is. So it's, some people love it. It's like their favorite cupcake. And then, you know, there's some people who are afraid to try it, but I love it. And I do try, you know, cupcakes seem to be a feminine thing maybe for guys. So I try to incorporate things that I think will bring a man in, and the maple bacon is one of them.
So what do you do with the bacon? You told us that, you know, you've got the cake and you've got the chocolate ganache. Where does the bacon go?
I just put it on the top. I do is I bake it. I take the bacon and I put it, dip it in brown sugar and black pepper, and then I bake it. And then I just tear off chunks and, you know, put it on the top.
Tracy Ross has a smile on his face while he's listening to it.
I'm in heaven here. I'm daydreaming about bacon and cupcakes together. Can you incorporate sausage into one?
I might could, you know. It's really delicious. And her, I would have to say her bacon is what really makes it, because it's just a real good smoky bacon.
Tell us about your mojito.
The mojito, it's a white cake, and I drizzle rum over the top of the cake. It has a cream cheese frosting with lime. I always use really good ingredients. That's my main thing. It's like, if it's supposed to have lime, then I want real lime juice and lime zest. You know, the lemon has real lemon, the carrot has real shredded carrots. And so that's my thing. I want people, when they taste a cupcake, I want them to say, you know, or I don't want them to say, I could have made this at home, or I could have got this out of a box. You know, I want them to know that it's a really great cupcake with good ingredients.
Now, as a very small business, you've embraced Facebook in a fairly big way. And right now, your Facebook page has a picture of this cupcake with just chocolate melting all around the top of it. Is that the German chocolate?
Yes, I think it is. My husband does all my social media for me. It is. It's just chocolate around the edge, and then it's like that German chocolate filling that has pecans and coconut. I actually fill the cupcake with it and then bring it up onto the top. So it's a good one.
Now, how did you get started doing this?
Well, I've always loved to bake, and even when I was a little girl. Oh, I'm sorry. My husband just said that was the black bottom on Facebook. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I've always loved to bake. And when I was a little girl, my mom bought me some Betty Crocker cookbooks. And so I loved making pies and cookies and that kind of thing. So I've always been a baker. And then a few years ago, I bought some cupcake cookbooks that were just cupcakes. But it was a cookbook that had, again, you know, from scratch recipes. And I go online, but I also like to tweak them. Like, I always will make it the way the recipe says at first, but then I try and find ways to improve on it and So that's how I do it.
What about Bananas Foster?
That is a really popular one. It's got, of course, real bananas. It's a banana cake. And then the frosting, I brown the butter and make a brown butter frosting. And then I make my own caramel, and I fill it with caramel, and then I drizzle caramel on the top. It's really good.
Wow.
They're picking all the good ones.
Well, we need to remind our listeners that we're talking to Nina McMullen, who makes cupcakes at Mrs. McLovett's Cupcake Shop in Princeton at 117 East Main. And you had to tamper my enthusiasm because I thought you were in the mail order business as well, but you're not quite there yet, I understand.
Yeah, I've kind of got my toes a little wet. You know, I've shipped a few things, but I haven't had a lot of requests, and I'm just kind of nervous they're perishable, so I need to find a really good container, insulated container to ship them in. They would have to be overnighted because, you know, I only use cream and butter. I don't use any shortening at all, and I don't even have shortening in my shop. So, you know, they're delicate.
We're laughing because, again, you're just hitting all sorts of pleasure points here.
Cream, butter,
yes.
Caramel, bacon. There's nothing you've said that I don't agree with so far.
With apologies to our health-conscious listeners.
Sorry.
This is pleasure consciousness for the moment. Do the hours of the shop, Nina, so that we can wind up here.
Like I said, I'm only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday, I'm open from 9 to 5, and Saturday, I'm open from 9 to 4. But I do special orders during the week, too, if somebody has an event. You know, I have my cell phone with me all the time. People can call me anytime, and if they have something special, I'll do that.
Well, do the number.
My phone number?
Sure.
It is 270-963-2544.
Well, Nina, thanks for being with us today, and we're so proud of you being such a small business.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. It's been great.
See ya.